Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about having our good friend Stephen Rusciuto on the show. Stephen is the Managing Director and Chief Economist at Mizuho Securities USA, the author of Symptomatic to Systematic and also Disequilibrium. Those are just two of his books. And he's here to talk to us about some very important monetary issues and financial economic issues. He's one of the best at this. Stephen, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back. So, Stephen, today is the day that the Fed wraps up another two-day meeting, the Federal Open Market Committee. 19 members of the Fed meet. 12 of them can vote. Five rotate on and off. 12 of them rotate around, and there'll be 12 voters today on what to do with interest rates primarily, plus other policy decisions. But the big one, the one everybody hangs their hat on, the nail on the wall, is what to do about rates. And it's been telegraphed for, in a way that I'm not sure I've ever seen before. I've never seen so much in my almost dysfunction about this, that everybody expects the Fed to cut a quarter point today. What do you think?
Well, I think you're 100% correct in terms of what you, I think you're driving at is whether or not the Federal Reserve has lost the narrative in terms of monetary policy, and I think they have. And to the extent that even the last rate cut, they really explain the logic behind it, just shows to some extent that they've allowed markets to dictate monetary policy, mm-hmm. and that's never a comfortable position.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, the previous cut, someone could say, well, they're taking back the mistake they made in 18. But the one they're doing today, that's new. That's different. And I, you know, look, I'm the guy who was shouting from the rooftops in 1998, 99, 2000, me and Bob McTeer, who was actually a member of the FOMC, on this show, we were yelling, you know, don't raise rates. Small business owners can't handle more rate increases. And yet they were doing it. But now, I mean, it's incredible that I'm actually saying don't lower rates. The rates right now are irrelevant to Main Street, Stephen. And lowering rates now, in my opinion, is just basically a reaction, as you indicated, to Wall Street. I mean, Wall Street loves lower rates, and they seem to be playing the tune that the Fed is dancing to. What do you think?
Well, I think to some extent you've got a split between banks versus securities dealers in terms of the behavior. I mean, banks certainly do not love a very flat yield curve, which is what the Fed has orchestrated through the way they've done their monetary policy over the last several months. And that's definitely a negative for banks. On the other side of the equation, equity valuations like lower rates because it makes the dividend yield on equities look that much more attractive, mm-hmm. and it tends to help bias up equities. But the real thing driving
they borrow money at a better rate to buy back shares, right?
That's correct. And the real thing that's been driving the equity market has been the share buybacks and the growth in earnings that came on the backdrop of the Trump tax cut and things along those lines. So, I mean, this concept that Wall Street loves lower rates, Wall Street likes a steeper curve. Right. And the Fed has unfortunately created a very flat curve, which is causing all sorts of consternations for the financial community
and causing all sorts of problems for the economy. When you say flat curve, you're talking about the trajectory of rates over time, right?
Yeah, the term structure of rates out there. For example, if you would have done a 730 ARM 7 years ago, and you would have got to price that for a mortgage, and you were going to price that again today, guess what? That ARM today would cost you over 100 basis points more than it did 7 years ago.
Right.
And yet long-term rates are right where they were.
Mm-hmm.
This
the yield curve, that's the inverted yield curve is what everybody seems to be getting excited about. Is that something we should be concerned about?
Tell them what it is. A lot of people think when you look at the term structure of rates that if it's inverted, which means short-term rates are higher than long-term rates, that that means it's going to be a recession. That's true in a rising interest rate environment. In a declining interest rate environment like the one we're experiencing here, what it actually is telling you is the fact that monetary policy is out of step with the economy. It's completely out of whack, and basically what they need to do is steepen the curve by dropping short-term interest rates or doing something different.
Which is what they're planning on doing today. Hold on to that thought, Steve. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to get into this some more, folks. I really think it's important for small business owners to understand what's going on, folks, because what happens at the Fed, what in the Fed's relationship with Wall Street, affects the economy, which ultimately affects us big time out here on Main Street. 22, right back with Steve Ricciuto. Stay with us. And I'll be at your side
forever. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.